You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Tree?
Yes, Monet.
I have to say, it has been a pleasure being here with you this week. I'm excited for this episode coming out today.
Yes, we've been in Los Angeles. Well, mm-hmm. Monet lives in Los Angeles, yeah. But I've been visiting. We're both working a gig tomorrow night, which should be lots of fun, but it's top secret.
It's top secret. No one knows.
Yeah, bottom secret also, from what I understand of the rest of the performers.
Kidding. For sure.
Bottom, I don't mean sexually a bottom. I mean bottom of the barrel.
Oh, yes. No. They're all bottom feeders, and you and I are there, so what does that say about us?
That they wanted some variety and getting some top talent.
We are here in studio recording a bunch of things.
In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California, Bunny.
And I've already seen a star. Yes. In that wig, you look like Jennifer Hudson.
Do I really?
Playing Aretha Franklin on her deathbed.
Have you seen Aretha yet?
No, I haven't. What? I'm horrible. I love Jennifer Hudson.
I know you love Jennifer Hudson. You won't stop talking about her.
I know. She's the best. She's the voice of today.
You think?
Her voice sends me.
I agree with that. Okay, have you ever heard Sasha Allen sing?
I have not.
I'm going to send you some recordings. In my opinion, in my humble opinion, Sasha Allen is the next Whitney Houston, but people just will not give her her time in the sun. The voice is impeccable.
Well, what is the name of the queens from the drag queen from Drag Race Louisiana who passed away recently?
Chi-Chi Devane.
Chi-Chi told me, "Oh, anybody in my church can sing like Jennifer Hudson." Chi-Chi said, "All those women." You know, so I mean, yeah. You know, I'm sure that there are other voices, but I just love where Jennifer's voice chooses to go. But I also will always ask, where are her hits? Like when Whitney died, they let her do the tribute.
Oh, they did.
At some award show. So if her voice is that good, you know, or approaching that good, I don't want to get any Whitney fans mad because I'm one of those two. But why don't they give her hit material or promote her material? Because even
She's tried, but she just doesn't. She, for some reason, her voice does not give us hits. Like I love Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Her song "Don't Make Me Hit You with My Pocketbook." Like, they give it these songs. I mean, that will, like, that is not going to be a hit. Like, no.
But see, that's a groove-oriented thing where they're trying to put her in a box of, like, R&B diva.
Right.
She's a Mariah Carey diva who may have, you know, Mariah has, you know, songs that people dance to. But, honey, trust me, it's the vision of love where you see, you know, a beautiful girl, notes gliding over the octaves. You know, I mean, that's the kind of music that I like to hear. And they you know, Jennifer has songs like Don't Look Down.
That, I don't know that one.
It was, yeah, it was never promoted. It was never even a single, but it was one on her, like, two albums ago. And she's just phenomenal. So while I love seeing her pop up at events and see other people's, you know, sing other people's music,
yeah,
I want her hits because Spotlight was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, Spotlight was a good one. That was a good one.
Well, that was probably her biggest
hit. That was, that was her biggest solo hit. Speaking of solo hits, it's not a segue. I'm just saying that because that's kind of what people say in podcasts. Speaking of, you're in L.A. Now, obviously, you're here all the time because you travel a lot for work.
Yes.
And in this trip, are you getting any vibes of maybe, I could do it? Sherry Vine was notoriously a New Yorker through and through. I would never leave New York. I love New York. L.A. She's been living in L.A. and she loves it.
Well, and as a New Yorker, I am so glad she's here. No, I don't drive, and I don't use Uber because it's unethical and doesn't treat.
So, how do you get around?
Well, I took a taxi from my hotel.
How do you get a taxi? I don't even know how to even get a taxi.
Well, it's easier for some of us.
You just go out and you just put your leg out.
But I don't pull up the dress too much. I don't want to show them my. Depends.
With the shit in it?
Yeah.
I think that'll be a turn off.
No.
Unless they're into scat.
Look, anywhere you want to go, the people who live here in L.A. will say, oh, it's just 20 minutes away.
It is 20 minutes, though.
It's just 20 minutes. It's not far. Girl, it's 40-minute drive everywhere. So it's like, when I first came here, I like L.A. now. Uh-huh. I mean, in terms of visiting and performing here. But when I first came here, you know, coming from New York to this is like a city of strip malls on highways. This is like, so there's a great makeup store an hour and a half away.
No.
And then there's a wig store in Santee Alley downtown. And then, it's just like, I mean, can you imagine being on drugs and in a cab, as I have been, trying to get from one, and you're just like in traffic, it's just miserable, and you're just like...
I have a question. I'm very serious about this, too. I'm not just saying this for the podcast. I'm very serious. I would love to, Bunny, with you, do some shrooms or some acid. Would you ever get? Would you ever do that in your life?
I used to in my 20s. I don't know if I can handle that. I mean, please, things are spinning out of control anyway. I don't know if I need to help them. But I have friends who microdose.
Microdosing is such a big thing nowadays. Everyone's microdosing.
Yeah.
I have a friend that microdoses mushrooms daily. I'm like, every day? No.
No, I have that one too. And he says, I run errands. Last time I did mushrooms with RuPaul in about 1989.
Well, that was the last time you did mushrooms?
Yeah.
Bunny, you're not living anymore. Bunny, we need to put some mushrooms together.
I just had to make some space for the cocaine, ecstasy, PCP, Xanax.
Okay, I've never done PCP. What is PCP?
Oh, I don't know. I'm kidding. Oh. So it's like something that really fucks you up.
Oh, okay,
never mind. Very disoriented.
Like on some fentanyl shit.
Well, fentanyl will kill you, but I mean, I don't know. There may be a high associated with it. But, you know, I've been in L.A., and it's hard for me to, you know, get around, and it's like, but luckily, I met someone staying at my hotel.
Did you really?
Well, not exactly staying at my hotel. He was outside the hotel in the back by the dumpster, but he's quite attractive and young. I think he said his name is Brian Laundrie. And ordinarily, I don't like to do my laundry, but that's all changed, Brian. He likes it rough. Clearly.
Yeah. And you also have those scabs in your hole, so it's even better.
How dare you?
What?
You must be more inclusive of the scabs that were already there.
Anyway, I'm happy that you are, I know you're not considering it, but I'm happy that you are getting around L.A., pain-free, apparently.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
All the time we've done this podcast, it was started during COVID. Monet was in Brooklyn. I was in Manhattan.
I was in Harlem.
Oh, Harlem. Okay, yeah. Same thing. See, you were somewhere people of color live.
But this has been a very productive week. Well, we finally recorded the theme song. The theme song is done in total.
Yes, it was not ready for release because we got to mix it up, but we did. Thank you for asking us because that's why we wanted to finish it, because people were like, do the theme song, release the theme song. So we don't know when it's going to be released, but it is
recorded.
Almost finished. It's recorded, so it just needs to be mixed. And
well, mostly people were like, Monet, please get on it. We're tired of hearing Bunny. She's like out of tune. It sounds weird. We would like you to be on it so it sounds better. That's
what Monet did throw down on some harmonies today that bespoke of her church background.
But also, y'all know Bunny Bee. If y'all don't know, y'all should look up Lady Bunny's music on iTunes, stream it. Bunny has a lot of great music out there. You don't talk about your music a lot.
I'm getting ready to work on it more. I couldn't even get into the studio
during
COVID because the guys was but now. Yeah, I get in, whatever we do. But we were here in LA and we did our first in studio podcast about the Facebook craziness where the Kim, why do we keep calling her Kim? Francis
Haugen. We spoke about that. So that episode's coming out next week. But today, y'all are getting a little short little tidbit re-recorded because we did not want to leave y'all a week without fabulous content. So this episode this week is a little shorter, but we will be back in full regalia next Friday.
It's a lot shorter. Like the ads are longer than the bullshit that we're trying to fill. But we also have Connor Franta.
Yeah, Connor Franta's coming too. He was great.
He was absolutely great.
He
very
was really
smart
great.
Young man, very, very with it, and very, he has a book out called House Fires, and if you live under a rock, as I do, a crack rock, you may not know that he is a YouTube sensation who had a very moving coming out story.
Yes.
Moving from Minnesota. And now, you know, in a small town of 4,000.
Yeah. So what we discovered is that in the biopic of Lady Bunny, Connor Franta would play young Lady Bunny because your stories are very parallel. Small town to a big town.
Okay. Here's the thing. My lips are not that thin.
Oh, my God. Connor had nice lips. Do I forget?
Oh, I didn't say they weren't nice. I also didn't say that they were full.
There's this really funny meme. It's like the three British actors. It's like Ralph Fiennes, Loki from Marvel, y'all, and I think Tom Holland. And the caption is like, there are literally 0% lips in this entire picture. I mean, the thinnest lips.
My people.
Like credit card thin. I was like, wow, white people really be out here with no lips. That's so sad.
Well, you know, sometimes it's not our favorite part of our bodies, that's for sure. It isn't our penises either.
One time I made out with this white guy and I was drunk at a club, like somewhere in Europe.
You were drunk at a club. Oh, my God.
It was in Prague. I was in Prague, Czech Republic. And
you were a hog in Prague?
I was a hog in Prague. And I won't say the name of the drag race girl, but she was supposed to be with this guy that night. And then, so we're up in the club, in the VIP, and her and the guy are talking. And then she just, in the middle of the conversation, she turns to me, I was to her right, and she goes, "You can have him." And then I just walked over to this guy, and I was like, "Hi." And then we started making out. And then and I took him back to the hotel room. We had a great time.
Well, I mean, you've never been one to turn down sloppy seconds.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I have no shame in my game. If your sloppy seconds are still edible, bitch, if you did not eat all of your food, I will gladly go and finish your plate.
Excuse me, do you know who you're talking to? I tend to eat all of my food.
Bunny has never met a plate that she hasn't conquered.
But you know, everyone makes fun of me because the drag community makes fun of me because I never change my makeup that much, and the lips are pretty much going to be pink or orange or coral. Honey, let me tell you, that comes from years of experimenting, you know, and seeing the photos as a result.
A red lip will look gorgeous on you.
No, no, no. A dark lipstick on someone whose lips are not full makes them look like a grim snapping turtle. So, I mean, unless you want that goth look,
a snapping turtle.
No, a grim snapping turtle.
What's a grim snapping turtle?
Like a mean one that's really going to snap you up. it's the dark, like the black and all that. Yeah. No, I could never pull that off. I know, because I tried it.
I agree with that. Have you ever thought about getting injectables in your lips? Like getting like some Juvederm and stuff in there? Not Juvederm, one of the V, I forget the name of it.
You know, well, as you get older, your lips get thinner. Uh-huh. And so...
I know, mine are so thin.
I know. It's the only part of you this thing. But you look like I'm talking. I would maybe try it.
Yeah.
Like much later, but I would only do it, Bianca, because Bianca's new lips are so huge, it looks like she's been rimming a wasp's nest. But I would get it if it wasn't permanent, so that I could see how it looks. Because
they're not permanent. If you do them, you have to get touch up in like 8 months, or if you don't get a touch up in 8 months, they go away after like a year. They're not permanent.
But I thought you could. Well, the silicone is permanent.
Yeah, silicone ones, but no one does silicone anymore. You just do like
the trans community sure does a lot of silicone.
This is
and you know what can happen? Is that when you smile, the inside can actually drop and be lower and cover your teeth when you're smiling.
Ew.
I have friends like that. So I would consider, you know, basically drag queens draw their whole mouth on anyway, but I understand why Bianca did it, because she wants her eyes and lips to be prominent, and it's all about proportion.
Oh, for sure.
But the thing that I'm keenly aware of is that, so when I was living in Atlanta in the 80s, I saw a white drag queen or trans person who's a trans woman, who had gotten big, big silicone cheeks. Mm-hmm. Well, her eyes were as close set as Shea Coulee's.
Wait, Detox was in Atlanta?
No, her eyes were really close. So but the effect of having big, big cheekbones just makes your eyes instantly cross. So I have another friend who, you know, is female, black, and got a nose job. But she told me that she went to the doctor and said, "I don't want a white nose," because she wants it to look, you know, it's like if I were to wear like a kinky wig, it wouldn't look right with my features any more than big lips would look right with the rest of my features. Throw you off. And,
got it.
You know,
that's what you're saying.
You have to be careful about it. Like, you know, another thing is you can get a nose job. I wouldn't mind getting mine refined a little bit, but you can't go from a big nose
to a
small nose. Yeah. You can go from big to medium or medium to small, but it starts to get the jacko.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Jack-o-lantern.
That's a very fair assessment, Bunny. That's a very fair assessment. So, you know what? Don't do anything. You're perfect as you are.
Do you know what Dame Edna told Joan Rivers when he met her? "Joan, you look terrific. Please don't ever consider any plastic surgery."
Joan Rivers, may she rest in peace. Well, anyway, y'all, this week's episode is very short. Again, we're coming back next week. Stay tuned to Ebony and Irony.
After all this time, with laying in bed, you know, unshaven, we actually shaved our fucking mugs.
Speak for yourself. I don't be laying up in bed unshaven. I am fully vaxxed.
Oh, you don't have a bed?
Waxed. No. I have a box. And
Shangela? I thought this was Monet. It's been very relaxed, but I think we actually got two really good podcasts in studio about Facebook and Connor Franta coming up the week after this because, you know, it kind of made us feel like we were on, because it reminds you of when you're on stage,
because
you got that girdle pension and your nuts are shoved up your ass.
I don't shove my nuts.
You
up
should.
My ass.
Okay. To both of those,
I am
natural,
honey.
Natural.
I'm Christopher Street natural, girl.
Christopher Street natural?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You're living in LA. I'm the one that lives in the West Village, honey. I'm the Christopher Street bitch. You remember Star Jones?
Of course.
She said one time that she wanted her men to have a little bit of street in them. And then she got married to that gay guy.
I said,
he had it all right. Christopher Street. He had a little bit of street in him. Yes, he did.
And you... He showed it. That man was so fucking gay. What was she thinking, girl?
I don't know, but she was wild. I mean, she's a lawyer. I wonder what she's doing. Now, I always thought she was beautiful, everyone turned on her.
After Apprentice.
Well, they turned on her because she was using The View to publicize and, you know, presumably promote her wedding. So she was like getting free stuff this was like before Instagram. This bitch was doing that. She was like, you know, giving them a little bit of TV exposure. Wasn't that why they initially turned on her? Because they she was like loved for a few
when
years.
When I started watching The View, she was gone. Mm-hmm. I've been watching The View for about 6 years now. She's been gone when I started watching, so I don't know.
And did you watch it when Sherry Shepherd
Sherry Shepherd, God bless her. She the elevator does not go all the way to the top floor. She's not the brightest bulb.
She realized on the show that the earth was not flat.
I know. It was ridiculous. The fact that this fucking woman... However, I'm assuming she was in her early 30s at that point, that thought that the world was flat. Like, what an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a little angry at your girl, Whoopi, other day.
Why? What'd she do?
Well, you know, obviously the progressives are trying to, you know, get this Joe Biden's agenda. It's not even, you know, that progressive. It's just like they're trying to get this infrastructure bill, which is bipartisan. They've already approved of it.
Uh-huh.
And then they're trying to... couple it with this great bill that does so much for so many people, child care payments, free college, you know, a pre-K, you know, all this money for the climate. I mean, there's a lot of good. I don't think the Democrats did a good enough job selling it because I think free college, even if it's public college, would be a huge help to a lot of lower
definitely
income
better
people.
Than what it is now.
Yeah. And so Whoopi tends to be, you know, on the left, but a bit conservative. So she was like saying, she's been saying things like, oh, AOC's moving too fast. And, you know, she's been saying, cutting Bernie off during it. But she said that, you know, why do they have to make all this trouble regarding that bill? And I was just like, so when Democrats were saying, oh, black women saved us, listen to black women. Miss Whoopi, did they mean listen to conservative, you know, black women who are very rich, who don't need public college?
I mean...
who don't need child care? I mean, wouldn't that disproportionately help, you know, black women?
Yeah, I mean, when you say listen to black women, I don't think we're saying listen to Omarosa. I don't think that's what
we're saying. Or Candace Owens.
Or Candace Owens, who is we should have her as a guest on the podcast. I would love to see you and Candace Owens engage in conversation. It would make me fucking come.
She's a monster.
Oh, and I want to see you talk to her.
Yeah. Well, I think we mentioned this in the thing about Facebook, because we were talking about Russell Brand, and I seen a clip of Candace on there, and she tried to claim that Jeff Bezos and the other, like, Democratic-aligned, you know, billionaires were socialists. And I was like, this is what she said. She said, the socialists want to, you know, stop everyone from getting to be where they are. And Russell Brand, you know, thankfully said,
No, babe, the socialists want to tax the wealthy and tax Amazon that doesn't, you know, pay them its fair share of taxes so that it can afford services for people. Like, so, you know, Candace is off, but she is very pretty and she's very forceful.
She's very smart.
Yeah, I mean, like, I noticed that when he would say something, it's kind of like a media training thing where she'll always say, just to, like, let you know that she's still in the
engaging
conversation.
She's listening, yeah. Yeah, she's a very smart. Smart people are very dangerous. Candace Owens is a very smart woman, and she's very great with her words and... Yeah, but I.
You but she her. Got caught up recently, though, in something that the left rejoiced over because, she put out a tweet saying, "If the vaccine is free, why isn't cure for cancer, or surgeries free?" And the progressives that want Medicare for all say,
"Yeah, bitch,
that's what we
hello.
Want. That is what we
like
want.
What?" Anyway, listen, y'all, we have to go, but enjoy this episode. It's a brief episode.
We'll be back next week. We need a better shit for all of you. Yes, long shit.
Ew.
I mean, that didn't...
Yeah, that's...
I mean...
Yeah.
Longer shit? Looser.
Anyway, thank y'all for tuning into this little snippet of Ebony and Ari podcast.
Yes.
It comes out every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us.
A podcast network.